From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis was in Ukraine, where he said Russia, in his words, is seeking to redraw international borders by force, and that the U.S. sanctions against Russia will remain in place until the government in Moscow changes its behavior. Mattis spoke alongside Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko about the possibility of the U.S. sending lethal weapons to Ukraine.
On the defensive lethal weapons, we are actively reviewing it. I will go back now, having seen the current situation, and be able to inform the Secretary of State and the President in very specific terms what I recommend for the direction ahead.
When asked whether Russia might see such a move as a threat, Mattis responded that defensive weapons are not provocative unless you're an aggressor. Pakistan, in its formal comprehensive response to President Trump's South Asia strategy, rejected allegations it is harboring Taliban insurgents. President Trump, in his policy speech this week, said that Pakistan is taking billions of dollars from the United States, but housing the very terrorist attacking U.S. forces in Afghanistan. Meantime, the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan said the new U.S. war strategy Mr. Trump announced will result in an increase in training, advice, and assistance efforts to the Afghan security forces. Syrian army officials are saying Lebanon-based Hezbollah and Syrian armed forces are closing in on the Islamic State, their positions along the Lebanon-Syrian border. Syrian troops have recaptured large portions of the northern part. This is VOA News.